It is time to go inside the ropes.
For a quick look at a number of hot topics in the world of golf this week, let's go inside the ropes.
It is the PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment, as we do each and every week, discussing a handful of hot topics in the world of golf, and it's brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Think you're ready for the third toughest course on the PGA Tour? We'll take one of golf's ultimate tests at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com. And Pat, we are just 2 weeks away, actually now less than 2 weeks, because the Ryder Cup, this year's Ryder Cup at Valhalla in Kentucky, will begin on Thursday, September 18th. So we're less than 2 weeks away, about a week and a half away from the latest edition of the Ryder Cup, as the Americans looking to win for the first time since 1999. Of course, the Euros have won the last three Ryder Cups. They've won five of the last six. And Paul Azinger and his 12-man crew definitely had their work cut out for them. Just a couple of days ago, we got news coming down from both Nick Faldo and Paul Azinger on their captain's picks. Azinger tabbing four guys. He went with Steve Stricker, Hunter Mahan, J.B. Holmes, and Chad Campbell. So leaving Rocco Mediate off the team, leaving Brant Snedeker off the team, Sean O'Hare, another omission. So, so a little bit of controversy in some of those picks. Of course, Nick Faldo only had two captain's picks, and he went with two Englishmen. The Englishmen going with two of his fellow countrymen, tabbing Ian Poulter and Paul Casey. So he leaving Darren Clark, among others, off of his team. Your thoughts on both Faldo and Azinger's picks? Were they good? Were they bad? What do you think?
Well, let's start first with Faldo. Being an Englishman himself, no shock that he's going to go with two Englishmen. To be honest with you, Russ, when you win the last two, 18.5 to 9.5, he probably could have picked me and you, and they still would have a pretty good team. So Paul Casey's had a great year, top 15 finishes at the Masters, British and PGA, plus he's got a 3-1 and 2 Ryder Cup mark, so he's a solid pick. Poulter, a little bit more controversial. I know we've had him on the show. He did have the great British Open, but he's only had two top tens worldwide this whole year. So a little bit more controversial there with Ian. But like I said, I think Faldo probably could have picked anybody for these two spots, and it'd be hard to argue with him. So I think those two slots are good. My thoughts, I know you completely disagree with me. I would have probably gone with Colin Montgomery just based on past record, not this year, obviously, because he's stunk. But he seems to get some kind of magic for these Ryder Cups and plays out of his mind. Or Darren Clark, who has won and has played well in emotional circumstances the last time with his wife just dying. So I would have gone with one of those two also in there. But I'm going to give Faldo probably a B+ on these two picks. Azinger, on the other hand, the three guys you mentioned, Snedeker, O'Hare, and Rocco Mediate, those are the three guys I really liked in this. Now, I'll give you Mediate because of his back and age. Maybe it's going to be tough for him to hold up, for 3 days under these circumstances physically. So I'll give you that one. I like Steve Stricker. I think he's a gamer, even though I hate that expression. But I think he's the kind of grinder-type person that will do well in the Ryder Cup. J.B. Holmes, rookie from Kentucky, long hitter, extremely slow, might drive the Europeans nuts, and that's the only reason why I say okay with him, but I think he's way too erratic. He sprays the ball all over the place, and that's not what you need, especially an alternate shot and those types of formats. Now, I don't know if he's going to play him in those types of formats, but J.B.'s definitely a wild card, to say the least. Hunter Mahan, no opinion whatsoever. He's a good player, but... Maybe because of the lack of pressure expected on him, might play well, but I've got really no feeling. I do like Chad Campbell, even though he's going through some issues right now. He had to withdraw from this tournament, so I don't know where his mind's at. But I heard the pick was either going to be Chad Campbell or Scott Verplank, so I'm ecstatic it's Chad. I can't stand
really?
Scott Verplank. Well, I just don't like him. I don't know why.
Well, here's the problem that I have with the Campbell pick. Chad Campbell is one of those guys, and Paul Azinger said all along, he wants to go with youth. He wants to go with young guys, perhaps who don't have a Ryder Cup record, a losing Ryder Cup record, and don't have that scar tissue. Chad Campbell is a perfect example of a guy who
has
scar tissue in the Ryder Cup. He is career 1-3-2 in the Ryder Cup. I mean, that's a horrible record. Not that any of the other players on the team that have Ryder Cup experience are any better. There are no players on the 12-man team who have a winning Ryder Cup
Ouch.
Record. The one guy who does is Scott Verplank. Scott Verplank has a 4-1 record in his career. in the Ryder Cup. Now, he was way down the standings, 33rd in the point standings when they ended, so perhaps that's one of the big reasons that Paul Azinger didn't pick him. But, you know, it really, in my opinion, none of the Americans really jumped up and said, Paul, you got to take me because I'm playing so well. And really, there were no American players over the last few months that played well. When you think of all the hot players in the world, Pat, they're all foreigners. Vijay Singh in the last few
months.
Sergio Garcia, Padraig Harrington, although not lately for Padraig, as he's looking like he's not even going to make it to the Tour Championship. But, you know, Azinger admitted nobody really jumped off the page, and in the end, these are the guys I decided to pick because they're kind of playing the best right now among the group. I'm surprised that he didn't go with more young guys. I really thought that he was going to go with primarily youth, a Sean O'Hare, maybe a Brant Snedeker, guys that don't have Ryder Cup experience, that haven't suffered loss after loss to the Euros. The Chad Campbell pick puzzles me. Steve Stricker makes sense because he was the next guy in the point standings. And obviously, you know, Azinger changed the format this year so that he got four captain's picks instead of two. If it had been two like in years past, Stricker would have been one of those players on the team because he was right next in points. I love the J.B. Holmes pick, as I said before. He was one of the guys that I would have had on my team, and Hunter Mahan, don't mind that pick at all either. He had President's Cup experience last year on a winning team. So I like the Holmes pick. I like the Mahan pick. Stricker makes sense to me, although he wouldn't have been one of my guys, and the Campbell pick just, I don't understand that one at all. As for the Euros, I kind of feel differently than you, Pat. I like the Poulter pick, and I'm not sure about the Casey pick. I think Poulter coming in second at the British Open, I mean, that was a great showing just a couple of months ago. Poulter's been playing well this year, although he hasn't won. Casey, on the other hand, I know he's had some top tens, but he hasn't won either. And as of late, I don't think he's done as much as Poulter has within the last two or three months. Darren Clark should have been on this team. He won twice in the last 2 months in Europe. He's got five. He's been in five Ryder Cups before. He's got a great record. He teams with Lee Westwood in the two-man teams all the time, and they have great chemistry. If I were Nick Faldo, I would have taken Poulter and Clark. I'm surprised that he took Casey. And I'm also surprised that he's not getting more backlash for taking two English guys. You know, of course, he's an Englishman himself. I'm surprised that not more people are saying, oh, you're a homer, you're just going with your fellow countrymen.
Well, if this works for Faldo, I think, you know, it's a changing in the guard. You're getting rid of Montgomery. You're getting rid of Darren Clark. You're bringing in some younger guys. So if this works and they win, it's a smart move on his part because now he's got it set up for the next few Ryder Cups because these guys are all young, and they have a bunch of rookies in there anyway. So the European team, if they win this time, they're really going to be strong in the future. I completely agree with you for the most part on Azinger's picks. I just don't like Holmes. I think he's too wild. Mahan, I don't get a feel for him. And you're right. Campbell, I like Chad Campbell, but I like him better than the Scott Verplank, even despite the record. And Stricker, I think, is a good pick. So I'm going to give him a C for those picks. But, I mean, who knows? It's like you said, maybe he would have been better just going with a bunch of young guys that have no experience in this thing that they can fall back on and say, hey, we had a negative experience with it.